Bitcoin miners move billions. What does the data really mean? The cryptocurrency market has long been a battleground of speculation, where on-chain data often serves as both a barometer and a catalyst for investor sentiment.
In January, a striking development captured the attention of analysts and traders alike. Nearly 49,000 Bitcoin, BTC, moved from miner wallets over just 2 days, a figure that immediately raised alarms about market stability.
At the time of the movement, Bitcoin's price was hovering around $30,000, meaning the outflow equated to billions of dollars.
The immediate reaction was to assume this represented a wave of miner capitulation, a scenario where miners, facing high operational costs or low prices, were forced to sell their holdings to stay afloat.
However, a closer examination of public disclosures from major, publicly traded mining companies reveals a more nuanced narrative.
While the aggregate on-chain data suggests a large outflow, it does not appear to reflect a broad-based, panic-driven sell-off from industry leaders.
Instead, the movement may stem from strategic, operational, or preparatory actions rather than widespread distress.
This article explores the implications of the January miner outflow, the context that must be considered, and the broader lessons for interpreting on-chain data in the crypto market.
Beyond the headline, context is key. The initial reaction to the 49,000 BTC movement was predictable: panic.
A sudden, large-scale transfer of Bitcoin from miner wallets is inherently unsettling, especially in a market where liquidity and trust are paramount.
Miners are the backbone of the Bitcoin network, responsible for securing the blockchain through computational work.
Their willingness to sell Bitcoin could signal either a desperate attempt to survive or a shift in market dynamics.
However, the narrative is far more complex.
Public disclosures from major mining companies suggest that the movement does not represent a widespread panic.
Instead, it may reflect a combination of operational adjustments, strategic financial planning, and preparation for future market events.
This distinction is critical.
On-chain data, while valuable, is often misinterpreted without proper context.
A spike in miner outflows is a significant metric, but it is only one piece of a larger puzzle.
To understand the true implications of such movements, analysts must consider a range of factors, including hash rate trends, financial disclosures from mining firms, exchange inflow data, and broader market sentiment.
The January outflow, while noteworthy, does not necessarily indicate a collapse in miner confidence.
Rather, it highlights the need for a more holistic approach to interpreting on-chain activity.
Plausible explanations for the miner outflow: the movement of 49,000 BTC from miner wallets in January could be attributed to several plausible, non-crisis-driven factors.
These explanations, while not mutually exclusive, offer a more balanced view of the situation. 1. Operational rebalancing.
One of the most straightforward explanations is that the movement represents operational rebalancing.
Miners often hold Bitcoin as part of their treasury to fund operational expenses, such as electricity costs, hardware maintenance, and hosting fees.
When a miner's cash flow is insufficient to cover these costs, they may need to liquidate Bitcoin to maintain operations.
This process is not indicative of distress, but rather a routine adjustment to ensure the business remains viable.
For example, if a miner's electricity costs rise due to increased demand or regulatory changes, they may need to sell Bitcoin to cover the shortfall.
Similarly, miners may transfer Bitcoin to different wallets to manage liquidity more effectively, ensuring they have enough funds to meet short-term obligations.
2. Strategic sales to pre-committed entities.
Another possibility is that the movement reflects strategic sales to pre-committed entities or over-the-counter OTC desks.
Large-scale Bitcoin transfers often occur off-exchange, especially when dealing with institutional investors or private buyers.
These transactions are not immediately visible on public exchanges, which means the market may not see a corresponding price dip.
For instance, a miner might sell Bitcoin to a hedge fund or a venture capital firm that has a long-term interest in Bitcoin, such as for investment purposes or to hedge against regulatory risks.
Such sales are typically negotiated in advance and do not trigger the same market reactions as public sell-offs.
This explanation underscores the importance of distinguishing between on-chain movements and actual market impact.
3. Preparation for the halving.
The next Bitcoin halving, scheduled for April 2024, is a critical event that will cut mining rewards in half.
This event is often viewed as a catalyst for Bitcoin's price, as it reduces the supply of new Bitcoin entering the market.
However, the halving also poses challenges for miners, who will need to adapt to lower revenue streams.
As a result, some miners may be strategically building cash reserves to prepare for the halving.
This could involve selling Bitcoin to fund upgrades to their mining equipment, which would be more efficient in the post-halving environment.
Alternatively, miners may be using the proceeds from Bitcoin sales to diversify their operations or reduce reliance on Bitcoin as a primary revenue source.
This proactive approach highlights the long-term strategic thinking of industry leaders rather than a sign of immediate distress.
The importance of distinguishing data points.
The January miner outflow serves as a reminder that on-chain data, while informative, must be interpreted with care.
A spike in miner outflows is a valuable metric, but it is not a standalone indicator of market health.
To gain a comprehensive understanding, analysts must consider multiple data points in conjunction with each other.
For example, hash rate trends, measuring the total computational power dedicated to mining, are crucial for assessing the health of the Bitcoin network.
A drop in hash rate could signal reduced mining activity, but it could also reflect strategic shifts rather than a collapse in confidence.
Ultimately, the key takeaway is that context is everything.
By looking beyond the headlines and considering the full picture, we can better navigate the complexities of the crypto market.
Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep those wallets secure.